Lakers lose to the Boston Celtics, 121-113, the final score. Lakers 34-22 on the season. Tough loss for the Lakers. I mean, when I say tough loss, I'll explain exactly what I'm referring to there. You just don't have all your guns. You don't have all your weapons here. And, you know, Lakers have been so shorthanded for pretty much all season. And then to lose Andre Drummond and Markieff Morris, coach mentions it in, probably about an hour and a half before tip-off. So it's just kind of, it seems to be the theme of the season. And you got to appreciate some of the fight from some of these other players here. At one point, Lakers were down 27. So kind of fight and claw their way back, make this somewhat of a game, make it somewhat respectable. You appreciate it, and that's coming from Kaycock, Kostas Antetokounmpo, Alfonso McKinney, THT. Go down the list. Ben McLemore, I think, was in there towards the end. So you got guys that made it a game in some regards, but the reality is Lakers didn't have much of a chance in a game like this. And, you know, Boston's not going to be the elite of the lead in the Eastern Conference, but they're a good team. They've got incredibly talented players. You guys saw tonight, Jaylen Brown. This dude can go off on any given night for 40 points, and that's obviously such an incredible asset to that team, and they got so many of these young players. Even in a game where Tatum doesn't go off or Kemba Walker doesn't go off, you don't look at that. Jaylen Brown can go off in a game like he did tonight and go for 40, 17 of 20 from the field. And for the Lakers, you're going to have to play. You know, I've said this so many times in the postgame show. I've said you pretty much have to play perfect basketball if you're going to win games this shorthanded. Well, that's when I say that, I'm referring to that two starters are in there, and I'm talking about Andre Drummond and Markieff Morris. I think Markieff Morris has been one of the more underrated players for the Lakers all season long, and we just don't naturally talk about him and what he does and his contributions on a night-in, night-out basis. But he's been so key for the Lakers. So you lose two pieces like that, now all of a sudden you got to play perfect basketball, and the Lakers didn't. Kuzma struggled from the field. Dennis Schroeder struggled. Wesley Matthews, KCP, kind of go down the list of these starters. They certainly struggled tonight. Compare that to the bench players for the Lakers. The bench was fantastic. Lakers almost 70 points came from the bench tonight. But one of the areas that you know, we always talk about when Lakers are playing their best is when they're getting stops and they're playing defense. And when you give up 121 points, at one point I mentioned Lakers were down 27. They never had a lead in this game. It's tough to give yourself a shot when you're that shorthanded and you're giving up buckets left and right, that you're not having one of your better defensive performances. It puts a lot on this Lakers team to try to kind of come up with a way to come up with a W, and they obviously weren't able to do that tonight. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Before we go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, just a quick shout-out. Thanks to Coors Seltzer. You can now stream this show on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook Live, so we appreciate everybody that also is not just listening to us on 710 ESPN, but also on the stream. Coors Seltzer makes volunteering easy because each 12-pack helps restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a Coors hard seltzer and help save a river. Celebrate responsibly. We appreciate Coors's partnership. Let's go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on tonight's loss to the Boston Celtics.
Hey, Frank, just first want to get your thoughts on that, what you saw evolve in, I guess, what we typically call garbage time there at the end with your guys at the end of the bench kind of battling back and making Stevens put the starters back in.
Yeah, super proud of those guys' effort and their play. You know, it's a 48-minute game. Doesn't matter what the score is, what the situation is. We play harder than our opponent. That was talked about in the timeout when we put those guys in. You know, that we wanted to win this stretch. And, you know, those guys came out and competed their tails off. So I'm very, very proud of them. You know, I wanted them to be able to get the W. You know, I'm disappointed that we weren't able to get over the hump ultimately. But that was awesome how they performed down the stretch.
What were you seeing from Jaylen Brown in the ridiculous efficiency that he had tonight, Frank, and what were there adjustments that you were trying that just weren't working? And how did that yes. play out for you this
time? Yeah, first of all, credit to him. A remarkable performance, 17 for 20 from a guard is really a special performance. You know, we didn't come into the game double-teaming him because of the firepower of Walker and Tatum. along with him. We tried to bring some double teams when those guys were out, weren't that effective with it. In the second half, we were supposed to double team him far more effectively than we did. We had several breakdowns that our coaching staff was not happy with, in terms of, and when guys had hot, we got to slow him down, and we got to bring more help and more double teams. And we were late and ineffective. So disappointed in that part of the game, but credit to Brown for having a great performance.
Dave?
Frank, 1,915 fans was the announced attendance by the Lakers. Did you hear them? Did you see them? And what did it feel like?
I did see them. I did hear them. And, you know, I know it's not full capacity where we want to be, but it was great to have our fans back watching us and cheering us on. And, you know, it just gave us a different level of energy and juice. And hopefully it continues to grow.
Kyle?
Yeah, I was just wondering what happened to Mark out there. What's your understanding of what happened to Mark? And do you wonder – sorry, did I miss that? Do you wonder if he's going to be available for the next game?
Yeah, he dislocated his finger. It popped out. They popped it back in right there on the spot. It's kind of gross. And, you know, he continued to play, which is a really gutsy thing to do after something like that. He's currently, as we speak, getting an x-ray on it. And that will tell us whether, you know, he's going to be available on Saturday.
Bill?
Hey, Frank. Going back to the fans question, I was just wondering if there was a specific moment that stood out tonight where you especially noticed a specific fan, or just noticed where it kind of hit you that they were back. Is there just a specific scene that comes to mind for you?
No, I mean, I just, you know, for me, seeing them during the anthem, walking in and out of the ramp, you know, in the corner there, you know, hearing them call us, you know, back to back, you know, they were saying, and we're going to repeat and things like that. You know, that's what sticks out the most to me.
Dan?
Frank, Dennis went to the back, I think, in the fourth quarter. Obviously, you didn't expect him to play. He did, I guess. How was he able to play? And then did the foot start bothering him again late?
Yeah, the foot was a problem. He really almost did not play, but really wanted to be in there. Was in a lot of pain. Took a while to get him to loosen it up. And, you know, right up until our team meeting, we were still uncertain whether he was going to be able to play. But he definitely wanted to be in there, and you know, credit to him for gutting it out and playing through pain. You know, a lot of credit to him. You know, so when we pulled him out, you know, with 7 minutes left, I think it was one when he came out. He might have come out a minute or two before that. We knew he was done for the night.
Is it something that can get worse by playing, or is it just something like a pain tolerance thing?
Yeah, we asked that. We said if it's gonna cost us the next two or three games, then we'll just hold him out this game. And you know, the medical team did not feel like it was something that you know, was gonna you know, cost us games going forward. It's just something that's gonna be uncomfortable to play with.
Ramona?
Hey, Frank, first of all, it's good to see you here. You know, can you just describe how different it is when they say you guys are the defending NBA champions and now there's actually some fans here to cheer for you and clap and recognize that? I mean, you didn't get a parade. You didn't get the normal trappings of that. Now you finally have at least a few fans that can clap.
It just feels good. I don't really know any other way to say it other than it feels good to have that support and that energy from the crowd. You know, we love our fans. There's no place in the NBA like playing at Staples Center with the Lakers. And, you know, to see a portion of that come back tonight, you know, it really just felt good for all of us.
When did you like stop listening for the, you know, like Alex Caruso was on a radio show the other day and he said, it's so weird. They announced it like literally no one cheers for us, right? When they win the, that you won the championship. Did that hit you at any point during the season or did you just get over it fast?
Yeah, I mean, we just got into the season and we started playing games without fans. And yeah. Honestly, you know, as the head coach, I really just get so locked in on, you know, coaching the game, you know, that I sort of block all that stuff out. We played so many games in the bubble, you know, obviously all the games in the bubble without fans. And, you know, you get used to it. And then when you feel a little bit of the energy like you did tonight, it just feels good, you know. And, you know, I can't wait till hopefully the numbers continue to go the right way and we can add more fans and hopefully be at full capacity at some point, because that's going to be pretty awesome with the group that we have.
Well, all right, Frank. That's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. Lakers lose to the Celtics 121-113. Let's do this when we come back. We'll get a chance to hear from Dennis Schroeder. Got the defensive play of the game, and I also want to spend time on actually having fans back at Staples Center, what that experience was like. So we'll do all that coming up next. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jaylen Brown ends up with the ball, and Caruso dives down on the floor to get it and steals it. Here comes McLemore. Right side, Alfonso McKinney. Back to Caruso. Caruso, top of the key. Marc Gasol giving to McKinney, right side. Three-pointer by McKinney. Good.
All right, that's Alex Caruso right there. Lakers lose to the Boston Celtics, 121-113, the final score. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers defensively, by the way. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes you look at the stats, you see how many steals the Lakers had. Lakers had 12 steals tonight. Only two block shots, but 12 steals. But defensively, no answer, obviously, for Jaylen Brown, as I mentioned. I want to go back real quick to, before we go to Dennis Schroeder, go back to Coach. Coach was just spending a little bit of time. Ramona Shelburne, you heard, asked a question about just having fans back at the arena. Michael Thompson and I spent a lot of time with this on the pregame show. Okay, what's this going to be like? And it's been 13 months since there was fans at Staples Center for a Lakers game, right? 13 months. It was March 10th, 2020. That's the game Lakers lost to Brooklyn after coming off that weekend where they beat the Milwaukee Bucks and the Clippers. And, you know, I know that, no, it's not 19,000 fans. No, it's not exactly what it used to be. But it's nice to just have some people in the arena. It's funny because I had some Laker fans behind me to my right, and I had one guy, some random Celtic fan, to my left. And when you don't have 19,000 fans, it's only 2,000 fans, and the way everybody's spaced out, you can hear every single word that a fan says. You know, get a two for one. You know, that's three in the key. You're hearing everything. You're hearing it on both sides. And it's odd to hear it because it's been so long, but there were times where you can hear the fans. There were times where you know that it's not piped in noise. It's not fake. It's authentic again. And as we hopefully get closer to filling up Staples Center, and if right now there's only under 2,000 fans, maybe in a month it'll be 5,000 fans, and eventually we'll get to a point where Staples Center is full. But I'm sure every single player, every coach, they can feel the difference. Michael and John were talking about the game, or talking about it during the game, and it's certainly obviously a big deal. So one step in the right direction. Unfortunately for the Lakers tonight, not having Andre Drummond, not having Markieff Morris, I thought was brutal tonight, going up against a talented Boston Celtics team. Boston now 30-26. Okay, Dennis Schroeder on the night ended up with Dennis Schroeder 3 of 8 from the field, 8 points, 8 assists. Let's see if he can share a little bit more on his injury and what he thought of this Lakers loss to the Boston Celtics.
Hey, Dennis, I just want to start first and foremost with what was obviously a big thing when it comes to the fans. I know as you guys have traveled, you've been in other arenas, there have been fans there, but the first time for Staples Center in over 13 months, just to have fans back in the building, what was that like?
It was a little awkward, you know, to have people there, you know, cheering for us. We for sure need it, you know. I mean, you know, Laker Nation, the fans are incredible, and you know, any one of them, you know, can help us. And I felt great tonight.
What was the process for you like coming into this one as you were questionable with that foot infection and just kind of what led up to you being able to ultimately play?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, try to give everything I have. It don't matter. You know, I just try to be out there with my teammates, try to get a W. And I felt like, you know, I can play and try to give everything I have. Yeah, that's it, pretty much.
That last one. Oh, I'm sorry.
I said I don't like to miss games, so.
And obviously that's something you guys have, as a team have dealt with guys all season long. And I know you guys don't want moral victories by any means, but to see that group out there at the end, you're coming off of a long road trip. That first game back is never an easy one. They put together a 24-4 run, forced Boston to put their starters back in the game to finish it off. I guess just that fight from the guys down the stretch. What'd you see, Dennis?
I mean, we don't, you know, that's like a basketball. We never give up, you know. Don't matter if we're down 25 minutes left, we still try to, you know, go out there and play hard. And I think, you know, the unit who was out there, they, you know, they played how we wanted to play 48 minutes. And, you know, to give us a chance and to bring the starters back in, you know, that's, I mean, that's a hell of a comeback from them. And I think we just got to take that to the next game against Utah and try to play like that for 48 minutes and try to, you know, be chippy, try to get steals and stops. And then, you know, on the offensive end, just run and shoot threes, you know, attack the basket for wide open layups or on the weak side for wide open threes.
Turner?
Hey, Dennis, Jaylen Brown had an outstanding game. What was so difficult about him and getting open that had you guys unable to stop him most of the game?
I mean, he had a great game. Congrats to him. Made a lot of shots, a lot of tough shots. And, I mean, it's one of those nights. And, you know, you just got to get back to that next one, Donovan Mitchell. You know, next game is going to be, you know, a lot of threes. You know, you got to take him off the three-point line and move on. But, I mean, Jaylen Brown, he's a good player, and we can't get him off like that. So, I mean, it was his night.
Hey, yeah. I guess. I'm sorry, Dennis. All right, let's move on to Kahari Jones.
Hey, what's going on, Dennis? As LeBron and AD gets ready to return, can you just elaborate on just this time you guys had to build without them and how has it prepared you all for when they do return?
I mean, how we play right now, you know, sharing the ball, playing on the offensive end, you know, try to shoot more threes. You know, when they coming back, you know, we try to be on the same thing, but we know exactly what they try to do as well. So I think we all know what they bring to the team, and everybody, you know, who is in the locker room just got to know their role and what we need them to do. And I think we're going to be elite. And when everybody's come back healthy and we, you know, everybody is on the court, then it's going to be really, really scary. So I'm looking forward to it. But like I said, we just try to build from here, try to get better each day, each game. And when they come back, we all going to be prepared.
All right, that's Dennis Schroeder on the Lakers, 121-113 loss to the Celtics. Let's do this when we come back. You know, I've sat here for the last couple of months, and especially now with the addition of Andre Drummond, you try to kind of envision what's Lakers team going to look like when they're fully healthy. I mentioned that to Michael, and he got giddy in the pregame show just kind of thinking about, geez, how dominant can this team be? I know we're not there yet, but we're getting closer. We'll talk about that when we come back. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the postgame show. Kyle Kuzma as well when we return. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. Celtics win the points in the paint battle 58-50. Lakers lose a game 121-113. I mentioned 34-22 now in the season, so fifth place in the Western Conference. Can we get this team healthy? You know, Schroeder was hitting on it right there. It's talking about how I think everybody's just kind of starting to envision, okay, AD hasn't been there since Valentine's Day, February 14th. LeBron hasn't been there since March 20th, so he's coming up to a month now that we haven't had LeBron James. Andre Drummond comes in the buyout market, plays 14 minutes, and then misses a few games, misses tonight's game. Markieff has missed a couple games. I mean, the Lakers have been absolutely dismantled all season from a health perspective. By the way, I'm not saying it's only the Lakers. There's some teams out there, you know, a lot of guys, health and safety protocols. This is part of the NBA. This is how it goes. But you have such a curiosity of what this team is going to eventually look like. You have such a curiosity of what this team is going to eventually be when they are healthy. And I think everybody's obviously waiting for that. So we'll have to continue away a little bit longer. We do know Anthony Davis. I did say this. AD, you know, this was something before the game, cleared for full court activity. So we're all looking forward to that, and we'll have to see what that means. And will AD make a return maybe in one of these two games against the Utah Jazz? Probably more likely against the two-game set that you got coming up against the Dallas Mavericks. All right, let's go to Kyle Kuzma, get his thoughts on the Lakers' 8-point loss to the Boston Celtics.
Hey, Kuz, just want to get your thoughts first on having fans back in the building and what that was like tonight.
It was fun to have a little energy out there. Having fans was a little bit different, especially for us. We haven't had fans since March. And, you know, I think we're just all glad to have, you know, something that's a little bit normal. So
what did you think of Jaylen Brown's night, and what were you guys trying to do to slow him down, and how difficult was it?
He made a lot of tough shots. Made a lot of tough shots, and you know, for us, I don't think we followed certain game plan issues that we had with that. You know, he had a great night.
And then Kyle, anything that you noticed specifically with that closing group there, or the, you know, the end of the bench guys that cut that lead down?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun seeing those guys get in and compete. You know, for latter of the game, most of us, you know, didn't really play, you know, that hard. And to see those guys come in and give effort, you know, that was everything. We were all excited. And, you know, they almost pulled through.
Dan?
Kuz, now that you experienced it tonight, looking back on the, I don't know how many home games you guys have played, but how big of a disadvantage do you think it's been over the course of this year to not have atmosphere, to not have energy from the crowd at home games and stuff like that? And obviously it didn't matter in terms of win or loss tonight, but as this team fights off fatigue down the stretch, do you think that could be something that is helpful?
Yeah, for sure. You know, especially with us, we have a lot of guys that are – you know, banged up, a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes, and there are a lot of guys that are out. So, you know, having fans is really going to help us down the stretch, you know, just figure out some energy.
Kyle Goon?
First of all, great shout out to whoever said Cisco. That's a great reference back there. But second of all, just assuming that AD is going to be able to practice tomorrow, practice this weekend. I mean, you guys are so banged up, and you have a bunch of guys healing from certain things. And I guess even yourself, what do you think that's going to be like trying to incorporate him back in a lineup this banged up?
Man, it's going to be great. Like I said, just to get extra bodies out there. I see that's the most important thing outside of, you know, obviously getting him acclimated and back to, you know, playing shape. We've had a long stretch. You know, a lot of guys been missing parts, players playing through stuff. So, we're excited to get him back and, hopefully get Keith back with his foot and drum too. So.
Because did you see Mark's finger after he dove on the floor?
No, I didn't see it.
Apparently, your U.S. trainer like relocated it for him, like on the bench. Were you guys aware that that happened? Like while everything was going on?
No, I didn't. I didn't know it whatsoever.
Okay.
He's Thank next you. For you, so you can ask. Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask him. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Huh? Amir, yeah, you want to? Oh, I got you.
Michael Duarte,
who's Lakers tweeted out that you're the first Laker since Kobe Bryant to score 4,000 points in your first 261 games. What's it like to be in that company?
I mean, that's cool, but I mean, if I would have played a little bit better and probably would have won, I would have had more of a quote for you. So, I played like shit today. So, I mean, yeah, that's cool, but.
All right, we'll take one more question. Melissa Rowland.
Hey, Kuz, in regards to having fans out here tonight, I'm curious, was there one moment, maybe like a certain cheer or a certain boo or chant or something that really stood out to you?
Not really. I just think for us to just have fans hear cheers and hear, how loud it got at the very end of the game was really fun and exciting for us. I think that's the thing that we missed the most. And, as the days go on, hopefully we get more and more fans and, that roar gets louder and louder.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. Just got a tweet here. So Lakers Media Relations put out a tweet. Marc Gasol had x-rays after tonight's game, which revealed a volar plate fracture to his left pinky finger. He'll be questionable for Saturday's game versus Utah. We'll get a chance here from Marc Gasol here coming up. Here I am as I'm talking, as we're having the conversation about how you're just hoping the Lakers could just some shape, way, or form get back to some kind of normalcy, get healthy, and Marc Gasol fractures his left finger. Volar plate fracture to his left pinky finger. So we'll see, obviously, if he'll be able to go. And got the Utah Jazz coming up. Rudy Gobert, last time you played Utah, you didn't have Anthony Davis. They took full advantage of that. Obviously, no team in the Western Conference is worried about whether you're healthy or not. They're worried about their own position. And Utah and Dallas over the next four games, let's just say, will definitely not be too concerned if the Lakers are injured or if they're not. Let's hear from Marc Gasol when we come back. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. Peace out, Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. 121-113, the final score. Boston Celtics over the Lakers. Great to have some fans back at Staples Center. About just under 2,000 fans actually walk around, and there's people in the restroom, and there's concessions that are actually open. We have not seen that yet so far this season. Kind of had a weird feel to it, to be honest with you, in the beginning. And then, over time, you're just kind of looking around and say, oh, yeah, that's what Staples Center used to be like. I remember, and we've heard players talk about this before, they'd rather play in arenas where there's fans cheering against them than play in arenas where there's no fans at all. So it doesn't surprise me at all how big of an impact this could eventually play. What's it going to mean come NBA playoffs and the standings, kind of paying attention to the standings? Look, it could be significant, but I think for the Lakers, everything is just so different this year. This season is so incredibly different than anything that we've been accustomed to. But also on top of that, you haven't been healthy. You just haven't had a stretch of 10 games in a row where you could sit back and say, okay, now we know exactly what we have. Now we know what this player looks like in this predicament, this situation, or whatever the case is. So that's one of the things I always kind of take away from the Lakers right now. I'm very cautious to sit here and if they have a bad game or they give up 121 points to the Boston Celtics to be, I don't know, I guess you could say all over them. It just doesn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense to. It's not, this isn't the team that you're going to have 30 days from now. So kind of keep that part into perspective. Let's take a quick listen to Marc Gasol. I did mention Lakers media relations says Marc Gasol has x-rays, had x-rays after tonight's game, which revealed a volar plate fracture to his left pinky finger, questionable for Saturday's game. Here's Marc Gasol.
If you don't mind us asking about the finger first, have you ever had to pop the finger in yourself before? Have you ever dislocated it in all years of basketball, and anything else on that?
No, that was a first. That was a first.
How did it feel at the time? How does it feel now? And have you had the x-ray yet?
Yeah, I had the x-ray. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Is that something we should wait to disclose later about the results?
Yeah, I'm sure that Allison and the Lakers will.
Allison will let us know?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. I want to ask you about the game then, Mark. Obviously, you shot the ball well tonight. What rhythm were you getting in on the offensive end, and how did you think that came into flow of the game?
You know, we kind of were attacking what they were giving us on the offensive end, but we couldn't get enough stops. We you know, they were too comfortable on offense. They were getting to the spots they wanted. We were not physical enough. And when we got them to miss, you know, we didn't either box out or take advantage of those misses and translate it into easier points offensively. I thought that we got good shots for most of the night, but we just were not getting enough stops.
Dave?
Mark, you got on that hot streak from three after the finger injury happened. Was that due to anywhere, like your focus going to a certain place, trying to, you know, some people talk about players maybe having a flu or something like that and having a strong game because the mental side of it comes into play. Is there anything of that you can apply to what happened tonight?
I made a couple already. I think by that time I made a couple of shots. Then when I got the ball there in the same spot again, you know, left, right from the same kind of a pass, Dennis, I think Dennis hit me and, you know, got my feet right and shot again. Obviously feel a little weird when you go up, just the grip of the ball, but adrenaline, you know, helps. And as you said, it's, you know, at that point you just want to continue to help the team.
Dan?
Hey, Mark, do you expect to be good for Saturday?
Hopefully. I think now it's a matter of, you know, talking to the medical team and see, you know, when this cools down, kind of see where we're at. But, you know, it's my left, and I don't use it much anyway, so we'll see.
Kyle?
Hey, Mark. Is it an opportune moment, or is it sort of inopportune that AD is cleared to practice? And, you know, if you guys practice tomorrow, everyone's nursing all these things. Andre with his toe, you with your finger, Dennis with his foot, all these things. Like, are you guys going to have enough bodies to practice with AD tomorrow?
I'm sure we'll have enough bodies for AD to get his work in and progressing his situation. I have zero doubt that, you know, we have plenty of guys that like to practice, that want to be out there and especially, you know, help a teammate get back onto the court. So I'm sure that AD will have plenty of competition tomorrow if that's what he's looking for, if he's ready for that. But he seems, you know, physically ready, mentally ready to take another step, and we all happy.
All right, that's Marc Gasol right there. So just put a bow on this game against the Celtics. 121-113, the final. Lakers fight. You had a number of players there towards the end make this a very reasonable game. I think the Lakers went on 22-2 run at some point, but they were down 27. So THT, Kostas Antetokounmpo, Kaycock, McLemore, McKinney. You had a lot of guys fighting until the absolute end, but not enough against Boston, and Lakers obviously playing incredibly shorthanded. So next game for the Lakers, this is what they got coming up. If you guys remember, February 24th, Lakers played the Utah Jazz, 114-89. They lost that game. No Anthony Davis. In a lot of these games, you're looking for statement games. You're looking for how did the Lakers do against this team, that team? Are they going to face this team again in the playoffs? I think Lakers have played the Suns twice so far this year. Both times they didn't have, you know, obviously one of their stars or both of their stars. So just to kind of use this game against the Utah Jazz as an example. Last time they played, you can't really take too much from it without AD. But what I will say is this. Utah is probably the most disrespected team in the NBA, and I find myself disrespecting them as well. Not trying to, but they got the best record in the NBA. You look at the standings right now, obviously they're on top of everybody. Phoenix closing in on them. But nobody really talks about them as this team that's going to be in the conversation in this very short list. Everybody's talking about Lakers if they're healthy and Brooklyn if they're healthy, and you hear Clippers come up, but not a lot of people give the Utah Jazz the credit they probably deserve. I will say this, this game coming up on Saturday, which by the way is a 1:30 tip-off, they got a lot of guys. It's not just Donovan Mitchell. Rudy Gobert is obviously a fantastic defensive player. But go down the list. Last time Lakers played, six guys scored in double figures. Jordan Clarkson's the second leading scorer on this team, and he comes off the bench. So Lakers are going to have their hands full. You're going to have to play, just like you know I mentioned as we started the postgame show. You have to play perfect basketball to beat any of these elite teams. Utah obviously falls into that category of an incredibly elite team, so it's going to be a tough one for the Lake Show. Pre-game show in that one starts at noon. Tip-off will be at 1:30. As always, start tuning in tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, and Travis. And then Travis and I have the Travis and Sliwa show tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. So hope you guys can be a part of that. As always, Laker fans, greatly appreciate you guys being a part of the show. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.